for what would seem like an eternity.
Now, I'm telling you that that polar bear was there before when we were going here the last time.
Crazy man.
No. Looks very familiar. I remember. See, he's got like a scar on his knee. That looks like the bite mark of an Eskimo who obviously is dead because the teeth are still in there.
Mark get to wear all the jackets of the dead passengers? And why are we in our t-shirts?
Well, it's because we flipped a coin, obviously. I mean, it was, admittedly, it was a chocolate coin, and I called brown. But, you know, I did call it correctly, so that's why.
Every time I look at your skin, I see steak.
Well, that's because I am actually wearing steak over my front side. thankfully, that
the steakhouse. Hey, guys!
Yeah.
I think I figured out a viable clothing and shelter solution.
Did you know?
Yes, there are a lot of big fat people on this plane.
Mm-hmm.
Figure if we use this sharp piece of fuselage to split them open and then hollow them out, we can eat what we find inside, then
wear fat people suits
and build houses out of.
I'm not.
We could just kind of lean some fat people together and build a windbreaker.
I'm not going near that. You heard about the diseases you get if you touch fat people?
Right,
you become like blind. And
we don't have many options.
But it's so cold that any virus would be frozen into dormancy anyway.
I don't want to become blind from touching a fat person. Don't you see all the glories in the world? The things that it's just worth it to see, like the birds, which aren't admittedly here, or the Eskimos, which have all their heads bitten off by polar bears, or the complacent polar bears who are full right now, but will no longer be complacent once they digest the Eskimo heads. I'm babbling.
Yes. Anyway, any virus that would cause you to go blind from a fat person would be dormant from lack of temperature.
Oh,
he's got a point. Then we can take all the stupid people that were on the plane, gather them together, cut off their heads, focus a giant beam of sunlight together until it magnifies and melts all the snow.
That's a great idea. We can round them up by telling them the Backstreet Boys are standing in the snow, and they'll all rush right out.
That's brilliant.
Okay, we can do this.
Were they actually coming up with a solution? Or were all their ramblings just the idle hallucinations of three members on the verge of insanity?
I'm telling you, I've read my Marx Engels reader. If we get all the stupid people together and get some sort of dialectics going on, like, you know, feed one people the, you know, like set them up as a feudal society, set the other society up as a unionized capitalist society, dialectic materialism will heat up the snow.
Your face looks like a Twizzler.
That's because
guys,
I'm wearing
a Twizzler. Guys, look at me, I'm wearing a fat person!
The fat person suit.
Look at it.
It's brilliant.
Jiggly.
Give me the fuselage. The serrated fuselage.
Here you go.
Thank you. Come here, fat person.
They're dead. You gotta go to them.
I'm coming, fat person.
Even in death, fat people are lazy.
Hey, Mark, what's up? How about a fat person for you too?
No, I'm holding out. I'm holding out over here. Ooh, I think I got a bit of a sore throat.
I think this looks good. Doesn't this look good on me?
Yeah.
Has flabby thighs.
How does my fat person look on me?
Knocking me out with those flabby American thighs.
How long would it take till help comes? Would help ever come? Would the insanity brew and brew and brew until it overflowed? And was too much for the three mega radio DJs to take.
Eric, step back. A watched pot of insanity never boils.
Oh, would it just burn? Like coffee on the burner after it's been brewed. Until it gets bitter and dark. And dark and bitter and strong. And sour.
Do you guys smell burning insanity?
Is that what that is?
I don't know. It's either that or that fat person we lit on fire is campfire.
Who'd have thought they made such a fantastic wick?
Wait, guys, cold is just the absence of energy, correct? Am I wrong on this? It's just the absence of energy.
Molecules slow down to an almost stop.
That right. Or an emo girl.
There we go.
We may be surrounded by emo girls.
No, that would be heaven. But they're vulnerable.
But it would be cold.
Well, they would be very, very cold.
Yes.
Later. first they'd be very warm, very warm and loving, and then
yeah, that's right.
As they were bought into it, they'd
never warm at any point.
Stab you repeatedly.
Then you would write 20 songs about them.
Right, and then you'd have stardom.
Right,
only to fade.
These were initially cold.
Then you'd run into them at Starbucks 6 months later, and it would be awkward.
Yeah, it hasn't been 6 months yet. I don't see them even building a Starbucks, and zoning permits alone take like 9 months. So, you know, I don't think this is the situation at all.
Right. Well, I'm going to throw another fat person on the Barbie.
All right.
Vienna Sanity brewed and bubbled and simmered until it lurched out of its containment and spilled all over the icy circle.
Oh, hi. Insanity. Hey, what's up?
How does one get insanity out of a fat person suit? You have any club soda around here?
You
got insanity all over the thighs.
Oh.
Insanity really came and ruined our party.
Yeah, if only we had some club soda, we could knock the insanity out of those American
thighs. Insanity came, but did not bring any chips to the party. The music had died. The drunk people had long since gone home, but insanity stayed. The guest that was not welcome.
So, we're almost out of dip, and Insanity is really monopolizing that dip, and we still got some chips, and this really kind of sucks, is the end of the paradigm I would put it on as far as sucking and
my fat person has become very squishy. The fibers of his tissue has broken down.
The,
got an idea.
Insanity's sitting on the counter like it's a furniture.
I'm gonna go back and whip up some of my, newly created a fat person pate. I'll throw it in a Tupperware dish, give it to him, and quietly send him on his way. You know, you give somebody leftovers, and then you feel, you know, then they're obligated to leave. So I'll just go whip up. Does somebody have a masher? Now don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I'll just use this dead, frozen stewardess.
The hallucinations of the three stranded DJs grew to epic proportions. No one knew who was loyal and who the enemy was. Would they make it out alive, or would they suffer? Suffer being squeezed in the icy grip of the Arctic.
Eric, go over to that polar bear. He's quoting Keats. I know how you love Keats.
Oh, great. Hey, yeah. How are you? Oh!
I kept up my end of the bargain, polar bear. You're trying to suck me up,
polar bear. Collaborator? What are you, French? Hi, Den. Should have known.
Yeah, I should have known, too.
You French bastard?
Sometimes you're French and you don't even know it.
After overcoming the powerful polar bear and slitting it open with a serrated fuselage, the three stranded DJs crawled inside the emptied carcass for warmth.
And I thought these things smelled bad on the outside.
This wasn't a fat polar bear, was it? Because I want to catch one of those viruses. You can even get them from fat polar bears.
At least you're up by the neck.
Hey, Mark, here, drink this milk.
Okay. Wait, no, I'm not thirsty.
Well, here, drink my milk. See, there's nothing
I'm not
in it.
Thirsty.
There's
While the three DJs were arguing,
I've seen that, A-Team.
A scouting helicopter flew overhead. But since they were arguing, they completely missed it.
Eric, stop making those loud rotating noises. I'm tired of it.
I'm not doing it. It's troopia.
I'm not doing it. I'm smelling the inside of a polar bear's ass.
I'm tired of you dropping ladders from the sky and flipping your blades around. Stop it.
Those are your blades, dude.
Oh, whatever.
While they were arguing about the rotating noise, a search team that had been out searching for them for the last 16 hours walked directly by the polar bear, and since they were arguing, saw nothing.
Well.
All right, cut out. Stop making those footprint noises and stop shouting. They've got to be around here somewhere.
I'm really, really tired of it.
It's not me, dude.
Okay, who's
stop
kicking?
Stop shouting, are they inside that polar bear? And then you stop shouting, no, I don't think so. It's just lying there.
What? One of you two has somehow got your leg outside, probably through the polar bear's other orifice, and is kicking the polar bear's head, and I'm tired of it.
All right, who is shouting, I found them! I found them! Which one of you is shouting that? Shut up!
Probably the same person who's shouting, oh, false alarm, directly after it.
Is that you bastard? Which one of you bastards is doing that?
Not funny, Mark. While they were...
Alright, which one of you is feeling me around my buttock region? Which one of you is doing that?
None of us.
Now which one of you is yelling, no, it's nothing but a sticky inside of a polar bear in there? It just must be gas settling. I heard you yell that.
You're so accusatory.
While the three DJs were arguing, they accidentally stumbled into the back of the ambulance that the search patrol had brought up to the icy peak. But as they were arguing, they rolled out of the ambulance again, and the search team, having found nothing, departed.
Well, all this kicking isn't going to do us any good.
Yeah, maybe we should try some punching or something.
It is over. It is hopeless for us. My friends, my comrades, my dear survivors, as insanity engulfs the last of my sanity, I want you all to know that I am happy I am here dying with you.
I was wondering about that term, insanity. Does that mean you're insane? You're well-placed inside it. You're deep insane. Wouldn't it be unsane?
Now's not the time for your philosophic ramblings.
It's more linguistic.
And although the three of us brave souls never had a chance of being rescued, now even a remote chance here, removed from society where no one cares and no one would have ever thought to send out a search party.
Hey, wait, guys. Well, hey, this isn't a polar bear. This is just a big, hairy, fat person. This isn't the Arctic Circle, guys. I think what we were just panicking a little bit. This looks more like the
welcome to Shabance.
Yeah.
Oh.
Is that the Shabance McDonald's?
Oh. Well, that's.
I feel
that's what we get for listening to the narrator.
I feel quite silly, actually.
Did you stop the affected accent?
This is what happens when you've been in a drama such as the one we've... I'm sorry.
You're still doing it.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm so sorry. I don't know what you're talking about.
Mark, why does he have the affected accent?
I don't know.
This Bring is out the accent the survivors use.
Narrator.
Or
narrator.
They telling that...
Narrator.
Yes.
Could you please get rid of Matt's accent? Just say that, you know, one of the survivors suddenly snapped out of the faux accent he had.
What's it worth to you?
You can have a
$15 and a milkshake, nothing less.
All right. $15 and a milkshake.
The one crazy DJ who had affected a faux accent came to his senses and completely snapped out of it, assuming his normal voice, which sounded much like a 20-year-old college student.
Whoa.
Shabance, huh?
Hey! Yeah. Thank you, narrator.
This wasn't quite the Arctic adventure we thought it was.
No.
I do feel a little silly, I gotta say.
You know, the unreliability of a narrator, that's really an interesting...
Well, you kind of just follow them blindly, thinking that they're going to lead you to the promised land.
That's an interesting way to tell a story, is with an unreliable narrator. We should tell that to our friend James Joyce.
Yeah. Mm. Or Edgar Allan Poe might really want to use that, too, at some point.
I guess we should get going.
We got a radio show to do at some point.
Do you want to wait?
You got to get out first, Eric, because you're, you know, closest to the slit of the hairy fat person.
You mean the slit in the hairy
fat
person? Okay. Oh, it's like being born again. Covered in placental goo.
All right, Mark, you want to pull out?
Yeah, I'm on my way.
It's more like stomach acid, but, you know, whatever.
And me, I'll pull out, since that's my specialty.
Oh, well,
give me a big slimy hug, you big goons.
Oh, man, is that pancreatic secretions?
I can what only
is
that? Hope.
It's worse than insanity in your pants.
Well, guys, I guess we can get going as soon as... I guess we should wait for the riding corpse of Lawrence Well, because we sent him for help like an hour ago, and I don't want to leave him.
Meanwhile, at Denny's, we told you not to come back!